broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for November the 30th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
The good doctor's with me. Dr. Scott Bradley, his goal to preserve the nation, his website, freedomsrisingsun.com. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you, and good morning to all.
All right, Kurt Crosby wants to update us on, the only stories he's been sending me are stories related to the, the vote fraud battle. Kurt?
Well, you've got a few little updates on it. You guys are probably aware of it. Everyone else has probably covered it, you know, et cetera, except for, you know, the whole mainstream media world.
Well, they're never going to cover it, buddy.
That's exactly right. And that's the main reason I look for them. I just think it's interesting to see if you look in the right places, you find a whole different picture. But as you've taught us for so long, Sam, he who owns the media makes the rules. And that's how that works. So there's just at least, I don't know, I'm trying to sum up some of it, but as far as I can see, there's some good stuff happening in Pennsylvania, other stuff good happening in Georgia, Arizona.
Yeah, but you got to give us details.
Several different ones.
So well, let's start with Georgia.
Take up too much of the program. Let's
Georgia update. Judge issues restraining order for 10 days, preventing defendants from deleting information on the voting machines.
Well, didn't he then flip it, and then they'd flip it back again? I mean, this is one of those about as stable as Jell-O things. I mean, there's nefarious stuff going behind the scenes. It's kind of like getting rid of all of the debris from the trade centers when they came down, packing it up, shipping it off to China before anybody got to treat it like a crime scene. I mean, you know, come on, people. This is basically suppressing evidence. And what's the big hurry, people? You know, why are they so anxious to get rid of any trail that might be out there? That has to be something on people's minds. People better be asking those questions.
Amen, Kurt.
Well, Dr. Bradley is exactly right, Sam, and you think about that back in 9/11 and that whole thing, we better load all this stuff up and get it out of here real quick and send it back, you know, off to China or something. And, a crime scene, they want to preserve all that evidence, and yet...
not if you want to destroy it all, because people will get the truth.
That's a good point. You know. And I guess some of that is going on, or probably going on big time, with some of the election machines, I guess you'd say, in that, they just want to make sure and reset them before they, check the new voting or, recalculate them or whatever. But... there's a lot of, some real good experts, you know, with cybersecurity and all that kind of stuff are looking into things. And some of them have, at least one of them has actually joined Mrs. Powell, but Sidney Powell's team. And they call this guy the smartest guy in the room. I guess, you know, it'd be one more besides you, Sam, but...
what happened is they got this incredible cybersecurity expert to join Sidney Powell's team and break down what's really going on, and he's spot on right.
You know, what's interesting to me, I've got a good friend that's been in data recovery for decades, literally, and I'm about as technically incompetent as they can come, but the fact of the matter is there are people that really understand this stuff, and from what he tells me, I mean, there's tracks and footprints and and stuff that's stashed away that is recoverable. I mean, he's been used in many, many, you know, forensic cases for criminal and divorce cases and everything else like that. I mean, there's just all sorts of.
But that's only if you're willing to admit and discuss the truth.
Well, that's true, and in fact, I've got a plaque in front of me all the time. Anytime we're on the radio, you can be assured this is in front of me. And it's a statement by George Washington. He said, "There is but one straight course, and that is to seek truth and pursue it steadily." And that's interesting to me, these people that, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, or whatever. Well, no, how about truth seekers? Some of us want to know the truth, and some of us are willing to pursue it wherever it takes us. And the fact of the matter is that if there's people out there that are trying to cover up the truth, well, that makes me even more curious. You know, I just...
Well, and there are those of us who pursue it, even if you call us a nut, we don't care.
Well, we're truth seekers. I mean, this idea of being a conspiracy theorist, holy cow. Conspiracies happen. That's what humans do. But the fact of the matter is that they discount. It's an ad hominem attack. It's become so general. They put you in a box, set you on the shelf, and don't let you talk anymore. But the fact of the matter is people conspire for their purposes. And the Founding Fathers coined the term secret combinations, and that's exactly what it is. These secret combinations are seeking for the benefit of their purpose. And in government, it's generally the destruction of liberty and the shifting of power to some elite or, you know, controlling group that wants to have the ability to kind of manipulate the most powerful mortal force on earth, government, on their behalf.
And now, so, let me point out somebody to the mainstream press and primarily pick on Tucker Carlson for a second. With regards to this Georgia update, judge issues restraining order for 10 days. Because he wants to prevent them from destroying evidence or deleting information on the voting machines. Okay, they're prohibited from doing so. There's a court order, okay, restraining these people from deleting this information. Let me ask you why, Tucker. It isn't because there's no evidence. It's because the judge sees enough evidence to say, hey, we better get to the bottom of this. Now, I don't know what the outcome will be. But when judges are doing that, Tucker, you can't say that attorneys are bringing forth nothing. All right? You just can't say that. And it reminds me of this Sue Thomas episode. It's Sue Thomas, Private Eye, or FBI. And Sue Thomas is there, and they're there. They go to this guy's house, and they knock on his door, and they talk to him. And then he's like, oh, my gosh, I gotta grab my laundry out of the wash really quick. So give me just a second. I'll be right back. And he goes, and so they go to the back of the house because they know he's just going to run out the back of the house. So he runs out the back of the house. He's got these suitcases that he's carrying. And then they're joking. They're like, well, what are you running from? He's like, I'm not running. And they're like, what do you got in those suitcases? And the guy's like, nothing. So he's like, you're running from the FBI with suitcases full of nothing? Anyway, it's quite comical, but I bring this up to illustrate. That's what we've got going on here. Okay, the mainstream press pretends there's nothing there. But why are judges then halting, issuing restraining orders, saying, hey, you can't mess with these machines. We need access to the original data. Now, I don't know if it's too late. I don't know what will happen in the case. But don't tell me there's not pay dirt there, Kurt.
Well, you know,
I couldn't agree more, Sam.
This is expanded internationally. I mean, where, you know, you look at the Frankfurt seizures by special forces groups and the CIA operation and the Dominion voting systems. And Sidney Powell's called it a Kraken. The Kraken could be good or bad, but if this thing is metastasized all across the nations of the world and the elections have been affected and the voice of the people has been subverted and the globalists have taken charge. I mean, whether it's, somebody in France or Germany or Venezuela or Cuba that's taken control because of the manipulation of voting processes, this is pretty serious stuff.
Oh, it's very serious. It's very real. Let me give you a case in point to kind of back this Georgia update story that you need to know. The reason that the judge is saying, wait a minute, we got to hold on about this, is because of previous court cases that the mainstream press has failed to alert you to. Here it is. Like Jill Stein or not, okay, Green Party candidate presidential candidate, Jill Stein. I don't know if you know, but she won a groundbreaking case back in October. And it gives her campaign the right to examine the voting machine source code, Jim Hoff, with the article. But this is what we're talking about. So if there's nothing to it, how come Jill Stein won in October for her campaign the right to review the source code for source code that might manipulate reality? How come Jill won that before this ever got hot by the Trump administration? Because there's evidence here. There's information, and there's concerns of vote fraud, and people are getting paid. Here's the problem. I don't know that Jill's got the answers yet, and it's been since October. So with the short timelines, we're in trouble on this thing. Nevertheless, the evidence is there. They just don't care, Doctor.
Well, you know, what's really astonishing to me is that this is not really a Republican or a Democrat or a Green Party like Jill Stein is a candidate. This really is the very core of what America is about. I mean, everybody, I don't care what your political leanings is, needs to feel in their heart, we've got to get to the bottom of this or everything we hold in this country to be, reliable, sacred, ongoing, whatever you want to put it, is at stake. And I'm going to have to add to your who you controls the media thing to he who controls the databases.
You're right about that reality check, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Sidney Powell doing a great job since she filed the Kraken case in the federal courts in both Michigan and Georgia. Now she's banned from Twitter.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, so Sidney Powell doing a phenomenal job. Tucker mocked her for no evidence, but she filed a 104-plus page briefing. All right, she sent the Kraken case to two states, both Georgia and Michigan. She claims others are going to be after. All that they do, though, is block her on Twitter now, Kurt.
Well, no good deed goes unpunished. You've got the case in Georgia. It's 104 pages. I've got the PDF. It's some pretty interesting
you go ahead
reading.
And study I'm that,
on
have
about
a good time.
20 something so far. And then the one in Michigan, I think it is like 75 pages. As you mentioned, there's a huge amount of info there, and hopefully Tucker's got a copy of it. The thing that I notice about Tucker now is he's kind of hesitant to talk about that. He finds a lot of other things to talk about lately, and so that's how that thing, it's almost like that Seth Rich thing.
Yeah, why doesn't that thug come clean and decide to talk about it openly and honestly and have Sydney back on and apologize to her and say, you were right. Why don't we let the case courts deal with this? Why don't we let the evidence continue to come out? Since Tucker mocked Sydney, she's literally filed in two states. She plans to file in more. You've got Lynn Woods joining her. You've now got a security expert joining her. And all they do now, and then you got Jill Stein's case proving that they have the right to look at the source code of the machines. You know, you got all this going on. So you just got to ask this question. Is America experiencing massive ballot fraud in broad daylight? Yeah, fair question, huh? Well, now there's a report out. WorldNet Daily has the details. Ballot fraud hits mass scale in broad daylight, sometimes with the cooperation of state officials. So there are people that are willing to report on the truth. The question is, will we, you know, be able to do enough with it? Will we be able to make enough of a difference? And sadly, you know what? Our media is getting shut down. You know, when Sydney gets kicked off Twitter, when they block 50% of President Trump's tweets, they shadow ban us. You know, people say to me, Sam, you don't have any followers. And my response is, oh, the fact that I have, you know, 10,000 followers, but I'm shadow banned, so I only get to 50 of them. And then you basically say, I don't have any followers, see? So we can't fund you, Sam, because you don't have any proof of your following, right? And they go on and on and on with this shenanigan, this dishonesty. And that's what you have. But the real question should be this. When did the media supplant the Electoral College? All right, WorldNet Daily with this piece, too, basically saying, hey, you know what? The states need to certify this. And then the Electoral College needs to basically, you know what? The election is not over. It's not the job of the media to call elections. And until all recounts, lawsuits, and audits are resolved, there's one group, the Epoch Times, believe it or not, will not declare a winner to the 2020 election. I couldn't agree with them more. Okay, I completely agree. We have no business doing this, and to do so is wrong, and that's why I keep calling out Tucker Carlson. Because if he has any intellectual honesty, if he has any integrity, he will apologize to Sydney and say, you know what, I jumped the gun, I'm sorry. You have released the evidence. You are working on it. We do have court cases even that precede what you've been working on that give the right to review the source code in these machines. Now judges in Georgia have halted the ability to manipulate the machines under court order. What more do you want for evidence than that, Dr. Bradley?
You know,
at this stage, it's as much as you're going to get.
That's the problem, is that at this stage, I mean, too little too late. I don't know. I hope and pray that there'll be a full play out of this whole scenario. This is critical to the survival of the nation. And you know, getting back to Tucker Carlson, he's like a child, a spoiled brat that, you know, if you're not going to tell me the story, I'm going to leave you out of the party, whatever. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, if you have the slightest understanding of how the process works, things are not, you know, it's not like I got to break this big story. That's going to be my big feather in my cap this week because I got this out first. You know, you just can't expose everything at once. And sometimes it needs to play out before it can. And sometimes there needs to be filing. Sometimes things are at risk. If you say too much up front at any time, things can be destroyed or lost or somehow, you know, bleach washed or whatever, you know, to get rid of every stain of any problem you might have had. And there is a process, and the idea that you need to have everything before anybody else has it, that's like a spoiled brat. I mean, again, those that control the databases, I think, are having a big sway right now.
Yes, they are. We know Sydney Powell. We've had her on the radio with us. But you know what? I've called her and reached out to her and emailed her to have her back on, and she's so busy she hasn't jumped back on. And I, you know, I wish she would, because I think it'd be great to, you know, update our listeners on that directly from Sydney, not from others. However, I get that she's incredibly busy. She's doing the best she can. You know, she's doing as many interviews as she can. And you know what? She's just trying to get everything done. And you know what? How do you get it all done if you're Sydney at this point? And the answer is you don't, right?
I cannot imagine how she gives all the interviews she does. I mean, there's got to be more on the team, but her interviews are very cogent. They're intelligent. They're well informed, and a very knowledgeable source. I mean, she comes across as a very credible and well-read and well-researched person. And I don't know how she's getting the time to do what she's doing.
Well, she's incredibly talented. That's the bottom line, and we just need to be patient. And we need to look at the information that we get the best we can, analyze it, bring it to the American people the best we can, advocate that for that which is right and honorable, make popular that which is good, make unpopular that which is bad. So let me give you an example to make the point here. Trump says FBI and DOJ missing in action on voter fraud. I have to agree. What are the Department of Justice and the FBI doing about vote fraud right now?
Well, what did they do in the last 4 years?
Or the last five decades?
40, 50 years, whatever. I mean, there is a, it's unfortunate to think this, but maybe there's some bad apples in the crew. And this is done. They've put their own agenda on the line, and things are being winked and nodded at that should be really, somebody should have torn into them a long time ago.
Amen. Now here's the two headlines side by side to illustrate the problem. Ready? We have massive proof. Trump vows appeal in Pennsylvania and a new case in Wisconsin in election fraud tweet storm. That's what they say about President Trump. On the opposite side of this, the mainstream press peddles this. Pennsylvania Supreme Court tosses out lawsuit demanding rejection of all 2.5 million mail-in votes, says no evidence of fraud.
Well, those certainly are opinions. That's the thing, is there just needs to be exposed to the light of day in a thing where there's it unfolds in a case that says, okay, let's look at all the evidence. Let's not just do these hyperventilating headlines, and let's not make that the bottom line of everything. Let's examine the evidence, and it's got to be done post haste. I mean, I agree,
but let's give them a chance to deliver and collate and put together the evidence. Now, when Sydney releases a 104-page document in one court and a 75-page document in another court, pushed by everybody to release it yesterday, then there's typos in there. Now they're criticizing her for the typos. So you can never win with these people.
That's true. And I mean, and they will find any reason they possibly can to criticize. And it just needs to allow cooler heads to step back, examine the evidence, and do it in a logical, reasonable manner. Now, one of the big problems I have is that some of this stuff is very frangible. Like it'll break apart if they do scrub databases and scrub, computer processors and everything else like that.
And if Hillary Clinton's example, why she's running around free, is another shocking reality check. But hey, you know what? They know she literally blatantly admitted in courts and in testimony that they used BleachBit, which is a software program to delete permanently information on hard drives. They literally deleted the evidence with BleachBit, and it was known, and no accountability, sir. Zero. Nobody cares.
They smashed their cell phones, broke the pieces, all of the device, smash them with hammers, whatever. This is a blatant kind of thing. It's not like it's never happened before. One of the big concerns, honestly, in my mind, it always has been, I want to go to a vintage classic voting process in person with paper ballots. There's a paper trail. For a reason, they call it a paper trail. These data machines that voting comes on, they're easily manipulated, hacked, and even, reprogrammed. So I think everything's at stake, and we need to move and correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, amen to that. Dr. Bradley is right on. Kirk Crosby's got more in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Congress returns from Thanksgiving break tomorrow with the task of passing another round of coronavirus stimulus front and center. House Democrats are trying to push through a broad $2 trillion plan, while Senate Republicans are pushing a targeted $500 billion bill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they need to get some form of aid passed. Representative French Hill says a bill should have already gone through. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that one of the most important things Congress can do right now is let state governors spend the money they've already been given through the CARES Act.
And we need to get this done. We need to extend the Paycheck Protection Program for our small businesses. We need to give our governors flexibility to spend the CARES Act money that they have. And that's critical because that date ends 12/31 of this year.
Congressional leaders will also need to agree on a spending bill to fund the government by December 11th. Negotiators had hoped to be able to settle on a budget bill for all of 2021, which looks unlikely, with less than 2 weeks to hammer out an agreement before the deadline. This is USA Radio News.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Dr. Scott Bradley with us. FreedomsRisingSun.com is the good doctor's website. Check it out. Weekly webinars, Q&As, and more on the Constitution. Kirk Crosby with us. Rand Paul seems to be taking up the cause now. Kurt, he's been silent for quite a bit. Glad he's starting to speak up. Maybe it's a day late and a dollar short. Better late than ever, huh?
Well, I know a while back he had something to say about the election fraud, and he was pointing to, past history, some fraud that had occurred, and it was brought the incident he talked about was an incident where a Democratic individual had, somebody from the Democrat Party had really complained about it, and yet Twitter gave him some kind of a thing on it, whatever, a little warning or something. And he was like, what? That's a Democrat saying that, not me. And then in this case, from the Epoch Times this morning, you have a headline, Battleground States. It says, Senator Paul suggests statistical fraud in states where Trump lost. Zachary Stieber, I guess it's S-T-I-E-B-E-R, is the author, and basically he talks about these vote spikes that we've heard a lot about, he says this guy named Justin Hart is a number-crunching data expert, And he says that Joe Biden received several vote spikes in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia early on the day after Election Day, enabling him to overcome President Donald Trump. While data analysis cannot on its own demonstrate fraud or systemic issues, it can point us to statistically anomalous cases that invite further scrutiny, the analysis authors wrote.
Now, this is where I would really school Tucker Carlson. Okay, he should know this. And when you have attorneys saying, hey, we have the crack and we have the evidence, we're working on filing a case, and they're assembling all the data that it requires, okay, because fraud is a very high bar of proof. And so they're saying, look, these statistical situations, they don't provide the evidence, but they do provide enough knowledge to know where to look. And this is something that got lost on Tucker. And this is something that's been lost on the mainstream press. Okay, look, we say there's source code problems in the voting machines. Why? Because we have witnesses that are willing to put in affidavit form to that fact, swearing in court to that fact. Now you say, well, show me the source code. Well, wait a minute. We've asked for it back in October, ladies and gentlemen, with Jill Stein. And she got permission from the court. She won. And they said she could look at this. Well, now how do you get that information? Did they let Jill look at it or not? Will Jill share that information with Sydney and others? Don't know. But see, you got to connect all these dots. You got to work on it. You got to go through the back trail. And the problem is, all the Republicans, for the most part, with rare exception, have jettisoned President Trump on this. And I say wrongly so. Now, I don't believe that Trump will be victorious. That's just my opinion, to which I'm entitled. And the reason that I don't is because they're too corrupt. They know full well there's vote fraud. They've known it for decades. No one's done anything about it, and they simply don't care. All right? That's the problem. It isn't the problem that we can't prove it. We can prove Hillary Clinton destroyed evidence. Okay? But nobody seems to care about that, right? We have massive proof, Trump says. He's right. All right, but the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania just says, hey, I'm tossing out all this stuff. There's no evidence of vote fraud. No big deal. No worries. You know what? Don't worry. You know, Building 7 didn't get hit by a plane, but it came down anyway. Well, we're not going to discuss that. I mean, we can go on conspiracy situation after situation. Look at the Barack Obama birth certificate. He claims it's legitimate. Others have proven it to be a fraud. All forensic experts have proven that birth certificate to be a fraud. No one cares. Hillary Clinton literally destroyed evidence with hammers, with bleach bit software, with nobody cares. So this isn't a situation where the pay dirt's not there. Okay, we have massive proof, as the president says. I think that's true. All right, continue with the point that Senator Rand Paul's making, Kurt.
Thank you, Sam. And he's talking, or they're quoting this analyst who says, our analysis finds that a few key vote updates in competitive states were unusually large in size and had an unusually high Biden to Trump ratio. We demonstrate the results differ enough from expected results to be cause for concern. You know, that's a little softer way of saying, you know, there's a bunch of, lying, cheating, fraudsters going on. But in my opinion, that's the way that the fancy pants analysts say it. The analysts also suggested anomalies, or in other words, you know, cheating, occurred in Pennsylvania. Paul, the junior senator for Kentucky, by the way, you're going to not get much more junior than having McConnell be the other one, because the reason he's the head of the Senate is he's the senior dude in all the Senate. So, you know, it's pretty hard to be much more of a junior than Paul in Kentucky. Anyway, he goes on, he shared this link to the analysis on Twitter. Quote, interesting. Trump margin of defeat in four states occurred in four data dumps between 1:34 a.m. and 6:31 a.m. Statistical anomaly? Question mark. Fraud? Question mark. Look at the evidence and decide for yourself. That is, if big tech allows you to read this, he wrote. Mm-hmm. Very good point, Sam, don't you think?
I think it's an incredibly valid point, but I don't think that the courts care, and I don't think the liberals in the swamp cares, and they're the ones that control everything. In fact, I think they're mocking us in our faces publicly about this right now. Doctor?
You know, I think that in that little brief phraseology, it you know, requires further scrutiny. That there's a wealth of truth in that, and I think it absolutely does. You talk about how nobody cares. Well, it's basically how it's being spun by the power elites, whether it's in the media or in the political world. I mean, you have, you know, a plethora of political pundits, both in the media and in the that are holding office, that are constantly stating, look, let's move on. This is an American tradition. You know, you've got to capitulate, be gracious, you know, basically say, yeah, you won, I lost. And the thing is, it's to just move on these things, it just encourages further destructive behavior. And I care, and I know you guys care, and I know your listeners care. But the fact of the matter is, somebody has to continue to push for these further scrutinies, or else we are just going to completely wash out our entire constitutional republic. It'll be gone.
And that's why we report on this, and that's why I'm saying nobody cares so much. I don't mean nobody cares, and my listeners, I hope, know that. But when I say nobody cares, let me give you an example to make the point. The New York Times wrote an article mocking President Trump and everybody else. And you know what? Sadly, I have to agree with the New York Times. Listen to this, and we'll talk about it. The media equation. An ally hustles to cash in on the Donald Trump election fantasy. Okay? It's a big New York Times article, and it's all about Chris Ruddy. And it's all about Chris Ruddy's news organization. All right? And it goes on and on and on and on. It's a big, long article. Well, what's his news agency, Kurt?
Newsmax, Sam.
All right, so Newsmax. And they go on and trash Chris Ruddy, and they say, hey, the conservatives are all backing Chris now on this conspiracy theory about the elections. And Chris Ruddy doesn't believe it for 1 second either, but he can get rich and gain viewers on this fantasy, this lie. An ally hustles. And so it's all about Chris Ruddy. And it goes on and says how, hey, Chris isn't really a conservative. Chris loves the Clintons. Chris loves, and they can go on. And they talk about how he's just cashing in a big cash cow on this. Chris is poisoning his news service to either, one, get a bunch of philanthropy donor money so he'll get rich, and or, two, sell it to somebody. Maybe Donald Trump, his good friend, himself. And so they go on and they mock, literally, the American people, because the American people are now going, oh, golly, Fox is bad. Let's turn now to Chris Ruddy's Newsmax. Well, there you have it. And so even if the people who realize they've been duped are now fixing to turn to another getting duped again scenario. Well, sadly, when I say I agree with the New York Times, they're right. Chris Ruddy's not your friend. Newsmax is not the news organization we wish it to be. Now, is it good they're reporting on vote fraud? Yes. But will they tell us the truth all the time? Or part of the time? What'll happen? Let's talk about this on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
So the sad part is conservatives run from one solution to the next failed solution. And I'll give you an example. Ron Paul and others did this back in the day, and I got so frustrated with them for doing it. They would literally beg money from me so they could go ahead and run commercials on the mainstream press, all the while funding the mainstream press, giving just absolutely desperately needed money to the mainstream press. Now, this is a similar scenario. Oh, let's turn off Fox. Let's turn on Newsmax, because they're going to give us the truth. And they may be telling a lot of the truth right this very second. But over time, Chris Ruddy is no friend of the people, in my opinion. No friend of the Constitution. He loves Hillary. He loves the insiders. He's in it for the cash. And so the problem is we get duped and duped and duped again. Dr. Bradley, let's have you respond to this first. We give money to those people who really have our demise in mind. Unintentionally so.
You know, it's interesting. I always come back to the fact that it's we, the people, that need to be the ones that bring the solutions forward. But we, the people, have got to be principles-based. Those principles have got to be what was there at the very foundation of this nation. We need to understand them and apply them. And unless and until we do that, we're going to get all of these individuals out there that are always trying to lead the parade, if you will. You know, you get some movement going, some awareness to going, and suddenly there's everybody and their dog is out trying to be in the front of the band, leading the parade, and they'll lead them off their tracks. And so we, the people, must become astute enough to recognize truth, principle, and foundational things and be able to help return it. And that's the problem, is most people are just far too lazy. They're too willing to go look at the latest ball game or whatever, the drivel that's on entertainment, or the major talking heads, whatever it is. But we, the people, have got to have a discerning spirit on this thing. And you know, the founding fathers understood all of these, you know, these intrigue, this palace intrigue that was going on. And I've used this quotation before, I'm sure, on your program. But one of the founding fathers, Noah Webster, made this statement. He said, "By the laws of creation and by our civil constitution, all men have equal rights to protection, to liberty, and to the free enjoyment of the benefits and privileges of government." And we could talk about just that one sentence at length, but let me go on. "All secret attempts by associations or otherwise to give one set of men or one party advantages over another are mean, dishonorable, and immoral. All secret combinations of men to gain for themselves or their party advantages or preferments to office are trespasses upon the rights of others. Nothing can be honorable which is morally wrong." This is the fundamental problem we've got today. Secret combinations are seeking for the power and gain that whatever their agenda is, they're looking for. And the principles that are at stake are so simple, so sweet, so straightforward. Somebody as simple-minded as myself can thrill at them, and everybody could if we would. But we the people, have got to stop following false parade leaders that are just taking advantage of some frenzy of the moment and feathering their own nest. Let's go back to the to the principles that the nation was founded on. Let's apply them vigorously, passionately, and unquestionably, and we'll be able to restore this nation. And it won't happen until we, the people, start being willing to do that. It's just a tragic scenario that we've allowed ourselves to get into.
Now, this headline highlights the point even further. Soros-funded, that's George Soros-funded Media Matters, accuses WorldNet Daily of lying, scamming readers for money. WorldNet Daily writes this piece. And so now what you've got is they want you to believe that, hey, you know, Chris Reddy's bad and WorldNet Daily's bad. Well, WorldNet Daily, in my opinion, isn't perfect. None of us are. But you know what? They're as close to the real deal as you can get, in my opinion. I've watched them for literally decades, and they do a great, great job reporting. Most of the news we get comes from WorldNet Daily and Breitbart and a few of these other places. Kurt, you want to respond to this? They're trying to mix it up and deceive you on who's even who in the media now.
Well, when it comes to this whole story, you know, I mean, like the Fox change and the, you know, the Newsmax situation, the Chris Ruddy and stuff like that. One of the things that I want to, you know, point out, at least in my opinion, that's going on with the New York Times piece, and that's why I never really even, even if it says New York Times, I don't even want to look at it. And I know that that's, you know, me, you know, some will say, well, you're keeping your blinders on, you know, and that kind of thing. Well, I think what they do, whether it's, I think it's truly intentional. They try to stir up, the opposition, which is, you know, people like Newsmax and Fox, at least as compared to the New York Times and the Washington Post, they try to stir up controversy between them so that then the rather than working together to make things better, to make America great again, if you will, they'll be kind of firing off some you know, internal rounds, if you will. And I think that's exactly what they like to do many times. But anyway, and when it comes to this situation of you know, this Chris Ruddy thing or whatever, I've watched him over the years, and I do believe that he isn't perfect like many of the rest of us. I think, like the president realized, if you're in Washington, or excuse me, in New York, you pretty much got to contribute to the Democrats if you're going to get anything done around there, because that's just the way it was in New York. Whereas Newsmax, I think many times Chris Ruddy probably understood, hey, you know, if you don't kind of scratch some of these backs, you're not going to get anything. So as I compare WorldNet Daily to Newsmax and Chris Ruddy, I think that WorldNet Daily's been a lot more, I guess you could say, free of sin. If you're talking about, you know, courting that side of the issue, or you know, dumping your toe in the wrong side there, but I think that's what happens with so many of our institutions. Sam, you got the NEA. If you could look back at the early days of it, I'm sure it wasn't promoting abortion and you know, socialism, etc., in the early days of the NEA, and yet now it's pretty much become a mouthpiece for those kind of things. And so I suggest to people, don't put your I guess you could say your faith in individuals, whether it's Chris Ruddy or me or even Sam. You know, I would say find out about the principles and make sure that you hold your sources of information to those principles. If they're leading you or saying the wrong things, either you try to correct them, like some folks will correct us, Sam, or you move on to a good place. And that's, I guess you could say, it's almost like voting with your dollars, right, Sam?
Yeah, and that's why I bring up these stories, because the New York Times is literally telling you, hey, you know, Chris Reddy's bad, and Media Matters is telling you that WorldNet Daily's bad. Well, I'm trying to sort out the truth. I don't trust Chris Reddy. I don't trust Rudy Giuliani. I do trust Sidney Powell, and I do trust Lynn Woods, and I do trust Matt Staver and many other attorneys that are doing their best to get to the bottom of this, and I do trust WorldNet Daily. And so I'm really basically just doing my best to call out who's who in the media and why, because I believe certain people will give you the truth consistently and certain people will not.
How much does it cost for the, you know, source coming from the New York Times? I know in the past,
when you say cost, I don't pay a penny for it.
Nothing for you.
No, and, but I keep an eye on the New York Times because we need to keep an eye on the enemy. That's where Trump spends half his time, Kurt.
I don't think he spends half his time there.
Well, with the New York Times and Fox, that's where Trump releases his news.
Go ahead, Dr. Bradley.
Well, I was just going to say, in my opinion, I get news sources from all over the world. By the way, I feel like there is a greater level of freedom of the press in Europe right now than there is in the United States. I think there's a lot of different perspectives, and I look all over the world to news sources. And so I do not limit my sources to simply ones that sing the tune that I believe, you know, ought to be sung. I would like to hear what my enemies are saying. Look, read Sun Tzu, for crying out loud, and knowing your enemy and knowing yourself and all those kind of things. And that's a whole bunch of philosophy that we probably don't have time to get into. But the fact of the matter is, I seek sources. Again, one straight course, seek truth, pursue it steadily. And then what I try to do is weigh it in the scale of principle. And if the principles, they're straightforward, they're sound, they can be taken to the bank in terms of they're timeless, and that's what proper government is about. It's about controlling those that seek for power, and so you weigh them in the right scale. I look sources all over the world, literally, and then I say, okay, let's put that in the scale. Let's see where it fits. And I'm maybe oversimplifying for visual purposes, but I really believe we don't need to fear information. What we need to be careful of, though, is that we apply the correct judgment criteria. And, you know, I guess that's one of the reasons that God is because he's going to judge us all with the most sound principles of everything. And we'll all be weighed in a proper scale that's held in the hands of a true just God. But the fact is, we need to do the best we can ourselves as individuals, as families, as communities, as churches, as nations, and come to the point that we understand the sound principles and apply them instead of this agenda-driven nonsense that's absolutely destroying everything we hold sacred. You talk about aborted babies. Kurt mentioned earlier about the education groups. They didn't start off that way, but they got off the tracks. We've got to keep it on the tracks. We've got to be pure, pure-minded people. You know, a religious and a moral people is all that the Constitution could work for us, so said Adams. And virtue is important. Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, George Washington all talked about the public and private virtue that was necessary. And we've all got to go back to that and weigh in the proper scale. So that's kind of how I approach things. And maybe there's fault that can be found in that, but that's kind of my approach to things.
Well, and no way of going about it is perfect. We all have different ways of going about it because we're different people and we have different viewpoints. The reason I cover what I cover is I want you to know who's who and who's saying what in the media. And I want to stand on the right side of the issues to the best of my ability every time. So I'm telling you this, when the New York Times calls out Chris Reddy, they're right. I know they're right once in a while, but they're right. Okay? When they Media Matters calls out WorldNet Daily, they're wrong. WorldNet Daily is a tremendous organization. And I'm merely bringing to the listeners my experience with over 25-plus years with these news groups, who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. And I'm not sure whether it's best to go to Chris Reddy for information or the New York Times. At least the New York Times wears their bias on their sleeve, and you know who they are. Whereas with a Chris Reddy, you think you might be on our side, only to find out behind the scenes that simply might not be the case. You got to keep an eye on the ball to the best of your ability and stand with truth every time. By the way, final story of the hour, Trump considers launching 2024 campaign during Joe Biden's inauguration. Got a word on that, Kurt?
That's just more of that kind of stuff put out there so that you'll take your eye off the real ball, and that is to get the real election fraud and the votes done right.
If President Trump does have an event at the same time as the inauguration, would you go to that event?
The president will be inaugurated again.
Okay, that's Kurt's view. Scott, yours, you got 2 seconds.
I'm hoping for the truth to come out, and I believe the nation will survive if we allow the truth to come out. And if that brings, I believe the truth is closer.